Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. Discovered in the 1890s by Harvey Bowerman of Maine, the King Solomon Mine, located at the head of Matthews Creek on the South Salmon River, became one of Northern California's major producers. Bowerman took on several partners after finding the gold ore in an area of silicified limestone. Together, they hauled in equipment, including 3 2-stamp batteries, a mill, boiler, a small steam engine, and a trolley car to carry ore to the mill. Around 1900, 2 wealthy young men purchased the mine for $75,000. They hired an engineer and invested $250,000 in the mine, even building a power plant on the Salmon River. They sold the mine after it failed to produce anticipated results. The mine began yielding ore in the 1930s after passing through several owners. It ended up in the hands of Henry Carter and Harry M. Thompson, who introduced open-cut mining that resembles open-pit coal mining and extracted 1 million tons of ore. An entire community sprung up on Matthews Creek, and many well-known people visited the mine, including former President Herbert Hoover. It closed down for good during World War II. Today's episode of As It was written by Gail Fiorini Jenner, edited by Kernan Turner, and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.